Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Merry Christmas, everyone. We're always happy that Santa spends time with us on Christmas Eve so all you girls and boys can call in and talk with him. And when Judith called him to make sure he could come, he said that Mrs. Claus was coming too. And I tell you what, I saw the sleigh landed outside. I got a great view of a lower level of a roof that we have out here, and Santa and Mrs. Claus landed on the roof. They came, they're coming in. They're coming in. I see that red coat. Yeah. Here they come.
Ho ho ho. Ho ho ho. Merry Christmas! Oh, my goodness. It's another year already, Larry. I can hardly believe it.
And you brought Mrs. Claus with you this
Mrs.
year.
Mrs. Claus is usually so busy that she can't come, and she always says, say hello to Larry and the kids for me. And this year we thought, well, gosh darn it, we're just going to get our work done ahead of time and bring her along. And
we got our work done early, and I was looking so forward to seeing Larry and hearing the children. I love Wisconsin. And so this has just been a wonderful opportunity. Thank you, Larry.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Claus. And Santa, now, how was your trip?
It was a wonderful trip, Larry. We have lots of snow up here, of course,
right.
And so that makes it much easier for us to load the sleigh and land it and maneuver it. You know, when there's no snow, it gets very difficult. And Rudolph's a worrier.
Yeah.
And he worries sometimes about, you know, being able to fly and land. And sometimes, you know, he gets the craziest notions. And Larry, this year, he seems to be worried about maybe the reindeer putting on weight or something. I don't know. But he keeps telling me, be careful. Tell the reindeer to be careful about eating too many brownies. And I said, okay, I'll do that. And he said, especially in Colorado, be careful of those brownies. And I said, what is it? Is there something wrong with the high altitude directions or something? I didn't quite get it. And all he told me is that he's got a friend, a reindeer in Colorado, who ate a couple of the wrong brownies and apparently spent the whole day just looking at the ground saying, wow, dude, I have hooves. So I don't know. These reindeer worry about the funniest things, Larry. I don't understand.
I don't understand it either. And here, you know, and it's fun to be able to look out the window and see Rudolph. Look at his nose. Look at him look through the window.
Yes, hello. We can wave to him from here.
He's bobbing his head up and down. That's wonderful.
Well, he's such a good boy, and he leads the sleigh. He's just a trooper, Larry. All kinds of weather, and he always gets us where we need to go.
Well, you know, we have so many people, so many young people who want to visit with you. And, you know, you remember Cynthia?
Oh, my goodness. I think I do. I think I remember a Cynthia in DePere.
Yeah, and she had a nephew. She has a nephew.
Yes.
Remember his name or not?
That would be, now let me see here, that would be, I'll check my list, that's Riley.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
You have such a good memory, dear.
Well, when I have my list, he's on the good side, by the way.
It's a very
yes,
long list.
It's
too,
a very long list. Oh, I know.
And Riley, he's with us by phone. Hello,
excellent.
Riley.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Riley.
Hi, Mary. Merry Christmas.
You want some stompies?
Yeah.
And what else? Pillows?
The dinosaur that breaks down the back of my own rainbow umbrella.
Oh, okay.
Bedroom.
Those are very popular this year, Sam.
Oh, good. Do we have enough?
We have a lot on the sleigh right now.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Well, Riley, thank you.
Thank you. Is he going to bring that to me? Is he going to bring those to me?
The reindeer?
The reindeer? Well, of course they'll be with me, of course. Do you want me to give them a message for you?
Give a message?
On my mama's old phone.
Maybe mama needs a new phone.
Okay. Well, good to know. We will make note of that. Thank you, Riley.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, and we're going to turn next to Arpin, Wisconsin. And there's one family in Arpin that has a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 6-year-old.
Oh, my goodness. I think I know who you mean, Larry. I think there's a Ben and an Elliot and an Abby.
Well, let's see if you're right. I'm not sure. Let's go there.
I'm not always right, but I'm usually pretty good.
Hello, and is there a Ben there?
Yep.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Ben.
Merry Christmas, Ben.
Santa.
Yeah, well, thank you. Did I get all the names right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, terrific. Good deal. Well, what's on your Christmas list this year?
I want a portable DVD player or a DS.
Okay. All right.
Okay, one or the other.
One or the other.
Okay.
They're both initials, so that's easy. Anything else?
No, that's it.
That's it? Okay, very good.
And he's been a very good boy this year. I think he's on the nice list.
Oh, good. I like that. That's good. Otherwise, instead of DVD, it would be LOC, which stands for lump of coal. But we don't have to do that. We don't have to do that this year for Ben. Thank you, Ben.
And is Elliot there or Abby?
Yes.
Is this Elliot?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Elliot. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Well, thank you. Do you have a list for me this year?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Set, and that's all.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't hear what it was. What was that again?
A drum set.
Oh, a drum set.
A drum set. Wow, okay.
Should we get some earplugs
and aspiring? We might want to do that. We might want to do that, or just build them a separate house or something. But are you a drummer, an aspiring drummer?
No, I just really want to see what it feels like to hit them.
Okay, very good. And now, because you know the reindeer and the elves and I really enjoy music. Do you have a favorite drummer? Do you have someone you'd like to play like?
No.
No. Okay.
I think he's going to start his own style.
Sky's the limit. There you go.
Maybe you could play like my daughter Emily. She started playing the drums when she was 8, and now she's 9, and she plays pretty well.
Terrific.
She plays drums and piano.
Very good. Very good. Well, all right. We've got that on the list. Thank you, Elliot.
And is Abby there?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Abby. Ho, ho, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. And you were pretty good this year. I see on the list that you're at the top of the list for good. You seem surprised by that. I didn't mean to shock you, honey.
That's good news.
That's very good news. Do you have a Christmas list for me?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
Barbies.
Okay, Barbies.
Oh,
good,
yes.
Good.
Is there a special kind of Barbie you want? That's my department.
Okay.
No.
No?
No, oh, no special Jenny, Barbie?
Just a regular Barbie.
All right.
Okay.
A Barbie.
That will be easy.
We should make sure that it's a Barbie who enjoys drumming. I'm just saying. I think that would be smart. But okay, very good.
Rock and roll Barbie.
All right, rock and roll Barbie.
Merry Christmas, Abby.
Merry Christmas, Abby and Elliot and Ben. Thank you all for calling. Merry Christmas.
That adorable.
That was awesome.
I think they get along, maybe.
They do.
And each wanted a. I thought each wanted a nice. And the drum set, yeah. If there are practices, my daughter's practices, I usually have her practice on the third floor.
Okay.
I'm on the first floor.
Okay. On the third floor. And I thought you were going to then say, Larry, that it's only a two-story house. But no, you don't. You don't make her go on the roof
up
then.
Up on the rooftop.
Okay.
Reindeer paws, maybe
right,
not.
There you go.
Oh, man. Oh, well, we're going to Green Bay next. And we have a couple of youngsters from Green Bay Connor and Grace. And
Connor and Grace.
Remember, how old is Connor?
Well, I think Connor's 2 and Grace is 3 this year.
Oh my
goodness. Connor, are you there? Or Grace?
Oh,
hello, dear.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
What do you want for Christmas, sir?
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
What do you want, Gracie?
A jingle blazer.
Okay. All right.
You got that?
I think we might have some of those.
Okay. Terrific.
Yes. All right. They come in lots of colors.
Are you going to have some cookies out for Santa Claus?
Okay,
all
now,
right.
This is where Mrs. Claus has to. Now, Santa does love cookies, children. And we did get him a membership to a North Pole Fitness this year, but I didn't see him there very often.
I don't look buff.
So feel free to leave cookies out for Santa, but I am advising him that every maybe 1,000 house.
I'll try to behave. It's hard to be jolly and buff. You know, it's just a tough thing. But thank you so much, Connor and Grace, for calling. And I'll look forward to the cookies. And you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Right. Oh, that was very nice.
Very nice. I know. The children who listen to your show, Larry, they're just so special. We get the best calls.
Absolutely. And we're going to go to Sun Prairie. We're going all over the state today, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a little closer to Madison now. We're in Sun Prairie.
Sun Prairie!
I think we flew over Sun Prairie.
Yes, we did. We did. It looked kind of like Snow Prairie from up there. Yeah.
And we have Maya and Morgan. Maya, are you there?
Yes.
Maya, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Santa.
Well, thank you so much. Do you have a list for us this year?
Yes.
Okay. And first of all, let me just double check. You are on the good list, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. We always have to check that. Okay, very good. Let's hear what's on your list.
I want a DS.
Okay. Oh, a DS. Another DS.
Another DS. All right.
Yes.
And is that it?
I want a Barbie.
Okay.
A DS and a Barbie.
All right. Very good.
I think we can handle it.
Yeah. And is there a special Barbie you're looking for?
She has pink hair.
Oh.
Pink hair.
Right.
Okay.
Pink-haired Barbie.
All right. Sounds good. Because I think we've already got the drummer Barbie spoken for. So, very good. Thank you, Maya.
Yep.
Is Morgan there?
Yeah.
Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Hello, dear.
Hello. I just want to say thank you for the tablet.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's nice to hear children say thank you.
It is. It's very nice.
And thank you for the scooter.
And the scooter?
Oh, wow. Okay, yes. That's great.
Hey, Santa.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I have a note at my house, and me and my mom are also going to make some cookies for you.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's terrific. And just so I can tell the reindeer, do you know what kind they'll be?
No.
No. I'll tell them it's going to be a surprise. They like that.
Okay. Surprise in Sun Prairie.
Love that.
Thank you.
And also say hi to the reindeer for me.
Oh, I will. I'll give them each a little scratch behind the ear for you. How's that?
Aww.
Ho, 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 ho.
And
thank you.
Thank you so much for that call. And, you know, we had to send Judith, Sears Poisson, our producer, out with a bale of hay. And mm-hmm. she carried it out to the sleigh. And it looks like the reindeer are chomping down.
Yeah, they enjoy a little snack, especially after a long flight like that. And I think they've all got their water bottles with them, so they shouldn't get too thirsty. That's good. We had to get them the insulated kind, or they'd just end up with a bottle of ice. You know, it's
Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, our guest, and our reindeer feeder and producer, Judith Sears Poisson, with us as well. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you so much to all the young people of Wisconsin for listening in here on the Ideas Network as we visit today with Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus,
ho, ho, ho,
who have joined us, and we've got the sled is right outside. I can see on the roof outside the reindeer and the sled. The sled's packed with gifts.
Oh, yes.
Man, it's piled high.
Very. It's always very heavy, and I know every year the reindeer look at it, and they just kind of give a little reindeer sigh. But then they rise to the occasion.
Well, they've been working out this year.
They have.
And you're going to make it to Eau Claire, aren't you?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course. We always enjoy going there. Yes.
Very beautiful city.
Mm-hmm. Because, well, Ellie and Carter are on the line. I don't know. You may remember Ellie was the older of the two.
Right. Yeah. I think Ellie's 9, if I'm remembering.
Ellie, are you there?
Yeah.
Wow. Merry Christmas.
Hello, dear.
How are you, Ellie?
Good.
Good. Good. Are you enjoying? Do you have snow up there like they have here in Madison outside Larry's studio?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun, huh?
Yeah.
No, okay. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Well, what's on your Christmas list this year, sweetie?
I want Barbies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want Just Dance.
Okay.
Yes.
Just Dance, great.
Don't do anything else, just dance.
American Girl Doll Stuff.
Oh, American Girl Doll Stuff, okay.
Okay, all right.
Those are lovely.
And Dollhouse Stuff.
Okay.
I see a theme here.
I do too.
Yes, dolls.
Yes.
Nail polish.
Oh.
All right.
Nail polish.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that for the dolls or for you?
I think she...
These are for me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Santa. That's good to know.
And One Direction stuff.
One Direction stuff?
Okay.
The music?
All right.
Then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like an iPod Touch.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Now we're getting the more high-tech stuff. All right.
The elves usually can make those.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
The instruction manual normally.
Yeah, I still don't know how to work them, actually. I thought it was an iPod drop, and it fell down, and that was it. Anything else for you, Ellie?
There's one more thing. I like,
Oh, there's somebody else there, dear.
I think someone else is getting anxious there. What was...
The last one is I like dangly... Earrings.
Dangly earrings.
Okay.
Very good.
Can we speak with Carter?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Ellie. That's a good list.
Merry Christmas,
Merry
Ellie.
Merry Christmas.
You can. I don't want to.
Carter doesn't want to talk.
Oh, really?
Carter doesn't want to talk, but you want...
Oh, she'll speak for him.
Okay.
He wants truck.
Trucks, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas the Train.
Okay.
Trucks, trains.
He likes the little people.
Little people, okay.
Okay.
And Carter.
Such a good spokesperson she is, isn't she, for her brother?
I know.
What a good big sister.
And what else? And I think that's all.
Okay,
very good. And Ellie, I don't know if you have a career picked out or not, but you know, professional spokespersons do sometimes make a good living. And you've done a very good job.
I think she has a wonderful start
here.
Yes,
so you may want to consider that. Yes.
Thank you, Ellie.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Carter. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Well, from Eau Claire... We travel to Appleton. You know any girls in Appleton, 8-year-olds that are good girls?
Oh, my goodness. There are so many good children up in Appleton, Larry, and there are a few that come to mind. I remember Sophia is one of my favorites up there.
And well, there's a Sophia online. Sophia?
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Sophia.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, sweetie. And are you, you're the very Sophia I was thinking of, aren't you?
Yeah, you come to my grandma Eichenbrook's house every year almost.
I remember that house. Oh, that's so lovely. Well, it's nice to hear from you.
What would you like this year?
I would like a blue iPad with zebra stripes, but I don't want any white stripes on it.
Oh, she's very specific.
Very specific. Yes. Okay, very good.
Karai from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
Okay.
You might have some of those left.
I want the Brave DVD and the CD.
Okay, DVD and CD both. Okay.
And a Transformer that's Decepticon. His name is Megatron.
Oh, Megatron Transformer. Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Those are fun.
Those are very fun.
I enjoy playing with those until the elves make me stop. But, you know, it's those are great toys.
Mm-hmm. And there's one more.
Okay.
Lego Ninjago.
Okay.
The Ninjago is a Lego.
Got it. Okay. Okay. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were
Terrific.
Playing with those too, Santa.
Well, I know. Well, you know, we have rigorous testing standards at the North Pole, and I get to test all the toys until the elves make me stop. But it's very fun.
It's a full-time job, actually.
It is. Absolutely.
Oh, Sophia, Terrific. That's a great list. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Sophia.
Bye, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sweetheart.
Oh, she's
so adorable.
She is.
Yeah.
She is. She's great. She's always been one of my favorites. Yep, and we go to her grandma's house, and we bring the presents there.
Oh.
And then, yeah, and then the family converges.
But Santa, you have so many favorites.
Well, yeah. I know.
They're all your favorites.
But some are my favorites.
Well, here we are, a call from Madison. So,
oh, right
Megan,
here in Madison.
Megan can't be too far from the radio station.
I bet not.
Megan, hi.
Hi, Megan.
Hello, Megan.
I think we flew right over your house when we were coming to the studio today. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Good.
If she was looking up at the right time, she would have saw Rudolph.
I know. Well, do you have a Christmas list for us this year?
Well, I don't have a Christmas list, but I do know what I want.
Okay. Very good. That will work.
She doesn't need to write it down.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
What would you like?
I want an iPod.
Okay.
iPod.
I want some nail polish.
Okay.
Take your time, dear.
I also want, a mini microwave. I don't know,
Mini microwave?
Okay. I don't even know. It's like a...
Is it like an easy bake oven?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's right. An easy wave.
They're making them in different colors this year, I hear.
Oh, excellent. Okay, good.
The elves are.
Oh, that's great. Those elves. Is that everything, Megan?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Now, just tell me, if you have an iPod, now what's your favorite music that you want on your iPod? What's your favorite music?
Better say Christmas music.
I like usually hip-hop sometimes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, a little hip-hop.
All right.
Christmas hip-hop.
All right. Very good. And, you know, that's a coincidence because up at the North Pole... We've got these white, snowy-looking rabbits, and they like to hip-hop, too. It's great. Thank you so much for your call, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.
Ho, ho, ho.
Santa,
yes.
I don't think she meant that kind of hip-hop.
Oh. Really?
No, dear, but we will. I'll the elves play you some when we get back.
Santa.
Very late tonight.
Santa, as you know, enjoys... hopping, but he's not always very hip. So I do my best. I do my best.
You're still the coolest, dear.
Thank you.
Well, we have a couple of youngsters from Racine who want to visit with you.
Racine.
Hayden, you're going to be on.
Hayden?
Hayden.
Hello.
Hey, Hayden, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Aww.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And how are you doing this year? You got a few things that you're hoping to have for Christmas?
Yes.
Terrific. Well, let's hear it. What would you like this year?
The Lego Death Star.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
now, be careful with those. I think those can be dangerous, can't they?
Well, there's a lot of pieces, Santa.
Oh, okay.
That.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's not a real Death Star.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
It's made of Legos.
Oh, good,
I
good.
Lots of Legos.
One good.
Well, I'm sorry.
I know the
Hailfire Nerf gun.
Oh, okay.
Nerf gun.
Great. Then you can defend yourself against the Death Star. I love that.
Very creative.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's a great list. Thank you, Hayden.
Is Carter there?
Yep, there's Carter.
Oh, terrific. Hi, Carter.
Hi.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
What's happening?
I'm just building Legos.
Oh, cool. I like
terrific.
Legos.
Love Legos.
Legos are great. So creative. And is that what you want more of for this year? I'm just guessing.
So I'd like the Millennium Falcon for Christmas.
Oh yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
And
yeah.
The Hailfire Nerf gun.
Okay.
And Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. So if both of them get Nerf guns, I have a feeling I know what's going to be happening shortly after Christmas Day. I just have a feeling.
Or probably 5 minutes after the gifts are open.
I think so. Or maybe 1.5 minutes. Hayden and Carter, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right. Well, Clinton, Wisconsin. I know there's young people in Clinton, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
There's a young girl there who is 8 years old.
Oh, that, you know, Larry, that just might be Shelby.
Hi, Santa.
I think it, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Am I right? Is this Shelby?
Yes.
Oh, it's so nice of you to call. You know, Mrs. Claus and I were talking on the way here, and she said to me, I hope that nice Shelby calls.
I did say that.
Yeah.
Yes. And here she is.
Yes.
I wonder what she wants for Christmas.
I think we're going to find out.
Good.
What would you like, Shelby?
What I want for Christmas? I want, for my family, I was hoping for a present for my family. We could get Just Dance 2 and 3.
Okay.
Okay.
The Just Dance again.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Those are fun.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh. We play with that.
Did we bring
yeah.
one to Larry last year?
I think so. We meant
yes,
to.
And I injured my knee while using it.
So
dancing.
Maybe a knee brace for Larry.
A knee brace. See, it's very easy. Get Just Dance, and then the next year, the knee brace. It works out.
Is there anything else, dear?
Yes. Could I have some Monster High stuff? Like a Monster High dolls?
Mm-hmm.
Monster doll?
Monster High.
Oh, Monster High
doll.
Yes, okay, okay. Very
certainly,
good.
Certainly.
And
We've got that written down.
And could I please have a iPod.
Oh, an iPod. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of iPods.
Yes.
Yep, for the music. Okay.
All right.
Did you
very
notice
good.
What wonderful
and music.
Manner she has?
I know.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Shelby. Thank you for calling, and you're so polite and nice. It's fun. We look forward to talking to you every year. And thank you, and Merry Christmas to you, sweetie.
Have a safe flight.
Oh, thank you. We always try to fly safe.
Yeah, that's really nice of Shelby. Well, Max
yes.
in West Bend is on the line to talk with you, Santa.
Terrific.
Hi.
Hey, Max.
Hi.
Hello, Max.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks. How's it going, buddy?
Good.
Good. Good. What's on your list this year?
Well, I want a new football.
Okay.
And I want that Madden game, Madden 13.
Oh. Okay. Oh, that's a fun one.
I saw the Elves playing that.
Okay. So I'm going to guess that you're a football fan. I'm just going out on a limb here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, terrific. Terrific. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, and I wanted a Packer sweatshirt or something.
Oh, okay. Okay. Packer sweatshirt. All right. Any particular number or player, or you just want like a generic type of sweatshirt?
I like what's it called?
Yeah.
I like Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Very good. Well, I'll tell you, he has got an incredible arm, and the Elves were telling me the other day, do not ever invite Aaron Rodgers to one of our snowball fights because we'll all be knocked unconscious. So I've made a note of that, and we won't do that.
But we did invite him sledding.
We did invite him sledding, yeah, and he's fun.
My dad was wondering what kind of cookies you want.
Oh, well, you know.
Oh, here we go.
We love...
Just about any kind, isn't it?
Don't tell Mrs. Claus, but... we love all of them, but the... I like the chocolate chips, and the reindeer love the sugar cookies. Mm-hmm. So now... But there's no kind of cookie we've ever tried that we didn't like. But those are our favorites.
Yeah, I don't think there's a cookie Santa has ever met that he didn't like.
I don't think yes. so. I suppose if a cookie was made of mud, it might be less than, you know, great. But otherwise, we're good.
All right.
Thank Terrific. You very much for calling.
Thank you, Max.
You know, I once interviewed Pat Summerall. Who was a football commentator, and he was with John Madden,
mm-hmm.
and the two of them did their programs together, their football announcing together.
Mm-hmm.
And when the first of those football games were made, both Pat Summerall and John Madden were in the first one, and they were offered either a piece of the action or $25,000.
Oh, my.
Pat Summerall took the $25,000, and John Madden took a percentage of the profits.
I bet I know who got the bigger paycheck.
Pat Summerall says every year he regrets that little mistake that he made.
Oh, my. Yes, that would put you in a little different pay scale. Yeah, wow.
So another little, just a little aside.
Little aside.
Oh, let's get back on track here.
Okay.
And I should remind, I haven't done this in a long time, the number to call, if you are, only youngsters can call now, only little youngsters, anywhere from, say, 2 to 11 or so, somewhere in that age range, that's about mm-hmm. right, can call us and talk to Santa and Mrs. Claus, and the number to call is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. We have four lines. Three of them are now filled, so there's actually an open line. So we'll give you, if you call right away, you'll get in line. And here's Eagle River online and Rose from Eagle River.
Rose, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Rose.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you so much. How are things going in Eagle River?
Good.
Good. Do you have some nice snow there?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific. Do you enjoy that? Do you like playing in the snow?
Yeah.
Terrific. Well, what would you like for Christmas this year?
I'd like a Barbie doll.
Okay.
And a pair of moccasins.
Hmm. For you or for the Barbie?
For me.
For you. Okay, good. Otherwise they might be too small.
Pretty teeny tiny.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
And I want a Barbie dream house.
Oh.
Barbie dream
house. I like a Barbie dream house, actually.
Wow. Well, that sounds good, actually. Wow. Okay, very good. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, terrific.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, sweetie. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ho, ho, ho.
She's adorable.
She is.
Well, let's see. George View Kalick rest his soul, used to write about Three Lakes, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember. Actually, I remember that. Knew George well.
He was a wonderful man in the Legion Hall in Three Lakes, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a youngster there.
Are we getting a call from Steady Eddie?
No.
No.
We're getting a call from Courtney.
Okay.
Who's five.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you very much. Have you been pretty good this year?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. I believe you. And you sound very good. What do you want for Christmas this year?
I would like a snowboard because my sister and I were just out this morning playing on our little plastic ones.
Oh, terrific.
So
okay.
You want a little better one, maybe.
Upgrade a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. Snowboard.
Yeah. Do you want the plastic one? Does it work pretty well, or do you want a different kind?
It works pretty well.
Good. Okay. Do you have some good hills there to sled down?
Yeah.
Oh, terrific. Very good.
You know,
All right.
I saw the elves were testing those out.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Terrific.
Yeah. They were going a little too fast, though. We had to call up the North Patrol.
Well,
North Pole Police.
Well, I noticed that, you know, the reindeer were complaining that some of their hay bales were missing. And then I saw that the elves had tied them to the trees. So I had a feeling we might have had a few little accidents
crashes.
There. Little yeah. elf, yeah. Some little
nobody was serious.
Elf
hurt.
Crashes. Oh, good. Good. I don't want to see any injured elves. Terrific. Courtney, is that everything for you?
Yeah.
Oh,
great.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, dear.
Thanks so much for calling.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
And,
ho, 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 ho.
And Middleton. We're going to Middleton. We haven't been there yet. Let's go to Middleton. And Molly and Abby.
Molly and Abby?
Molly first, I think. Molly, remember her?
Oh, I think Molly and Abby are just wonderful. Hello there.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thanks. It's so nice of you to call.
Oh.
What would you like for Christmas?
I would like a fortune cookie maker.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's cool. My goodness. Oh, that's great. Okay.
And will you make your own fortunes?
Yeah,
well?
How does that work? How does that work with the fortunes?
Fascinating.
I think you make your own.
You make your own. Wow.
I love that.
Very good. So you can write really nice things for people and hope that they all come true, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. What else?
That's all.
That's
well,
it.
That is
okay.
Really cool.
That's a great idea. Terrific. And if you need anybody to test the cookies, I'm just trying to be helpful. You just let Santa know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
And is Abby there?
Yeah.
Abby, okay.
Hello, Abby.
Hello, Abby. Are you there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, terrific. Merry Christmas.
Hello, dear.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you so much, sweetie. Do you have something you'd like to get for Christmas this year?
I want a One Direction doll.
Okay.
Great.
That sounds
That's
good.
Fantastic.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, that is so nice.
And, you know, I have a feeling that if you're very nice to Molly, you might also get a cookie. Well, it's just a possibility, huh?
With a nice fortune in it.
Right, with a nice fortune. Right, hopefully not a bad one. Very good. Thank you, Abby, and thank you, Molly.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you both.
Bye, Eddie.
Goodbye.
Santa and Mrs. Claus, our guests today. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Ho, ho, ho. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus with us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Thank you so much, all you youngsters, for listening in today. And if you have something on your list and you want to share it with Santa, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Phones are likely to be busy often, but just keep trying. And Raquel and Kevin are up next from, you know, a Raquel and a Kevin. Where would a Raquel and a Kevin be from?
Well, I remember Raquel and Kevin, and I think they live up in Appleton.
Is that right? Is Raquel there?
Yes.
Yes. Well, Merry Christmas.
Are you calling from Appleton, dear?
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And are you? Do you have some things on your list for Christmas this year?
Yes.
Okay. Well, fire away.
Yes.
What would you like, honey?
Barbie doll.
Oh, Barbie dolls. I hope the elves made a lot of those.
They did, Santa. I
saw
lots and lots of Barbie dolls.
They're very popular. Okay, what else?
I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a surprise.
Well,
then.
You know, it's just fine if you can't remember right now because you know, between me and Mrs. Claus and the elves, we know. And I think we can get you some nice things this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is Kevin there?
Yes.
Okay.
Could we talk with him?
Can we say hello? Hey, Kevin!
Hi, Kevin.
Merry Christmas!
Hello, dear.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good. What's on your list this year?
A toy monkey and a car.
A toy monkey and a car. Okay. Great. I assume the car would also be a toy then, right? You don't want a real car, do you? Because I don't think the reindeer could carry that on the sleigh.
A toy one.
A toy one. Great. Okay. Good to know. Anything else, Kevin?
No.
Very good.
Very decisive.
He's right to the point. I like that. Well, thank you, Kevin, and thank you, Raquel.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you both. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ho, 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 ho.
Catherine in Partyville wants to talk with you, Santa.
Catherine!
Hi.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
I want a Barbie doll,
mm-hmm.
a Littlest Pet Shop walkabout, and a Littlest Pet Shop.
All right. Very good. Is that everything?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all right.
Merry Christmas.
Catherine gets right to the point. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you, sweetie.
Thank you very much for calling, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ho, 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 ho.
Now there, I'm gonna test your knowledge here, Santa Claus.
Oh boy, this could get scary.
This is gonna be there's a youngster, 4 years old, who
mm-hmm.
lives in Shawano,
mm-hmm.
and has brown hair.
Oh my!
Can you guess who that might be? A 4 year old with brown hair.
Well, I think I can. And you know, Larry, actually for a long time, I didn't even know how to pronounce that town. The elves had to tell me it's not Shawan. Oh, I was saying it wrong for so long.
I do remember you saying.
But that, I think you're talking about Owen.
Ah, Owen, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thanks.
I want the choo-choo train and the Toy Story toy.
Oh, Toy
okay.
Story.
Great. Oh, terrific. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there a specific kind of toy?
Yeah, what kind of Toy Story toy do you like?
Buzz Lightyear one.
The Buzz Lightyear.
Well,
okay.
You know, that's my favorite, too.
Yes, it is true.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. Thank you, Owen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Okay,
bye, dear.
Bye-bye.
Toy Story movies were really good.
Oh,
great movies.
Some of my favorites.
Weren't Toy Story 3, I'm embarrassed to say, well, I don't know, I should be embarrassed. I actually cried. I had tears
mm-hmm.
running down my eyes in one or two parts of that
mm-hmm.
movie.
I had to have one or two of the more complicated parts explained to me by the elves. But other than that, I thought it was a very good movie. It was very enjoyable. Yeah.
Well, Caden in Mondovi wants to talk to you, Santa.
Well, that's great. Hi, Caden.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I would like...
He's pondering. He's pondering.
I'm thinking.
Okay. I am a big fan of that. I do some of my best thinking when I'm thinking.
I would like a Harry Potter wand.
Okay.
Harry Potter wand.
Very good. Very good.
And maybe a canoe.
Wow.
Okay, very good. Wow.
And some Legos, please.
And some Legos, please.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
Is there a specific kind of Legos you like, dear?
There's so many kinds.
We have Lego. We have just a Lego room up in the
we sure
workshop.
Do.
It's very big.
Lego this, Lego that, Lego the other.
Well, that's okay if you can't think of something. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll...
Wait, I think I know.
Oh, okay. Not to rush you.
A Hogwarts castle.
Okay.
That totally makes sense.
That'll go nicely with the wand. Okay, very good. Very good.
Merry Christmas, Caden.
Merry Christmas, Caden. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling,
all right.
Caden.
And if any of the Mondovi neighborhood children are suddenly turned into toads, we're going to know who has the magic wand. So you be careful with that, Caden.
Oh.
Ho, 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 ho.
You know, one of my favorite spots in the state is Minocqua. Because I like to fish in the Minocqua area.
It's a beautiful area, isn't it, Larry?
And there's some nice kids there, I know for sure. And there's a 10-year-old there. Name of Tristan.
Tristan. Yes, I know Tristan.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank you. How are things up in Minocqua?
Good.
Good deal.
He sounds very jolly.
Yes, you do sound very jolly. You must be taking after me, huh?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. What would you like for Christmas this year, Tristan?
Well, I'm thankful for what I have, but I do have a how to play guitar book, so I really want a guitar.
You've got
the book, and now you need the guitar.
That's good to know. Okay, good. Well, we are especially fond of aspiring musicians. Yeah. And it's nice that you say that you're grateful for the things you already have. Some children don't remember to think about that. So that's very good of you.
I think the guitar will go along well with his jolly personality.
I think so too. So who's your favorite guitar player?
I don't know a lot, but
okay.
I see a lot.
There's so many great ones out there, and it's a fun instrument. So yeah, I mean, let's see what we can do for him.
I kind of like Bruce Springsteen myself.
He's one of the greats, no doubt about it.
And he's on the nice list this year.
He is on the nice list this year.
Oh,
he's on the nice list every year.
Yes. What was that, Tristan?
I do actually know a guitar player.
Who's that?
Cora Rose.
Cora Rose.
Okay, I don't think I know that name.
Does Cora play in your area, in Minocqua?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, great. Okay, terrific.
Well, thank you so much.
Good deal. Thanks for calling, Tristan, and rock on, dude.
Santa's so cool.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Tristan, for calling. Now, we've got a little bit of time here before we take our break, but just not a lot of time. But tell us, maybe Mrs. Claus, you could talk a little bit about what's going on. What does your house look like up at the North Pole?
Oh, my. You know, we start decorating very early. We start decorating already in July.
Wow.
And it's very festive everywhere, and luckily I have a lot of help. The elves really, really, really do a great job with lights. I mean, there's so much twinkle everywhere. And there's, you know what? You can never have enough tinsel. That's just kind of my rule of thumb.
And I heard, I think, Santa, you told me one year that you have up to 20 Christmas trees in your house.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And that doesn't even count what we have in the yard. You can barely walk through them all. And we just can't get enough Christmas trees. It's always festive up there. But it's funny, you know, Mrs. Claus says we start decorating in July, and that's true at the North Pole. But it's kind of funny because it's hard to get in the Christmas spirit when it's so warm, because it gets up to 10 degrees up there. And you feel like, oh, my goodness, we should be at the beach.
Yeah. Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus will be with us until 12:30 today here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. We're always happy when Santa spends time with us on Christmas Eve. So all of you girls and boys can call in and talk to him. And this year we have Mrs. Claus as well. Really happy to have both of them here on their busiest day of the year, believe me. And we're looking outside. We're seeing the sled with the reindeer. Rudolph's right at the head. The sled is packed high with gifts. Probably one or more for you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Larry. It's good to be back. And, you know, we want to get back to the phones, but we got a very nice email from Jeff, and I want to say thank you for that.
Jeff, thank you so much. And Mrs. Claus, you enjoyed that note, too.
Yes, and I also want to let Jeff know that, you know, up in the North Pole, we just don't age all that much.
So he thought you sounded kind of young, but you are. You look pretty young.
Well, thank you. It's the elves. They get the special cream they give
the
me.
Crisp northern air and oil of Olay.
Well, and chocolate chip cookies.
And chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah. We have to admit that Mrs. Claus brought along some chocolate chip cookies, mm-hmm. which we had during the newscast.
Chocolate chips are the fountain of youth. Or that's my theory.
And Oyuka in Park Falls... Who is? How old is she again?
Oyuka, I believe, is 6 this year.
Oyuka, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Hello, dear.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. What's on your Christmas list for this year?
I would like a sleigh bell from your sleigh.
Oh, that's adorable. That's so sweet. Okay, let's see what we can do.
Maybe one of these.
You know, there you go. I'm just learning how to play these. I'm taking lessons. Anything else on your list, Oyuka?
No, thank you. But can my brother talk to you?
Sure, what's his name?
We'd love to. Sure, what's his name?
Owen, and he's 4.
Okay, well, let's hear from Owen then. Thank you so much.
Not Owen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
Hey, Merry Christmas! How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good. You got a nice introduction there from Oyuka.
And what would you like for Christmas?
I would like a real iPhone, and I would like a Nerf gun.
Did you say Ariel?
iPhone.
That's
an
what I
iPhone.
Thought he said,
yep.
Santa.
iPhone and, yes. And a Nerf gun.
Nerf
yeah.
Gun.
Okay, very good. Well, okay. iPhones, I don't even know how to work those yet.
The one thing about the Nerf guns is make sure that you get plenty of ammo on the sleigh, Santa, because sometimes they only come with 6 darts.
Oh, my.
So extra ammo.
Okay, very good.
I'm just saying, they're Nerf.
They're Nerf, right. Okay, good deal.
Owen, thank you for calling.
Byron!
Oh, no, right.
Byron.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, Byron.
I had gotten that wrong, and he had corrected me, but I forgot to make sure you had heard that too, Larry. So
I'm sorry.
So we apologize for that.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, dear.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
I can tell you, if you drop your iPhone, they don't work as well afterwards.
You know, I've heard that. I've heard that they don't have the anti-gravity thing in those.
They're not bouncy. They're not very bouncy.
Not very bouncy.
No, they don't. You know, mine is, well, it works, but not as well as it used to work.
Right,
before
right.
I dropped it.
Mm-hmm. You know, Santa still uses the ham radio, though.
Yeah, I'm a little behind in the times. I had a phone for a while, but it got dirty, and it turns out you can't actually wash those things. I no one told me that. I don't know why they don't tell me these things.
Oh, Christopher in Wausau.
Christopher.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, thank you so much. What would you like for Christmas this year?
I would like a candle fire and an art set.
Okay.
A candle fire.
Candle fire. Mm-hmm. All right. And so that you can read books on that. That's cool. And then what was the other one?
Art set.
Okay. Very good. Very good to know. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
I have a big one.
Okay.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Thanks, Christopher.
Goodbye, dear.
Ho, ho.
All right. Auburndale. We have a call from there. Felix.
All right. Hi, Felix.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
I would like an air hug helicopter.
Oh, that sounds cool.
And a BB gun.
Okay.
You won't shoot your eye out, will
yeah,
you?
Yeah, there is that.
And that's it.
That's it.
Okay, dear.
Okay, very good. Well, all right. I might wanna come and play with the helicopter. Not the BB gun, not so much.
Is that a remote control helicopter, dear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those are
really
fun.
Oh, that would be fun.
The elves got those kind of tangled up in the tinsel last year. If you remember?
I do. That was a big mess. That was a big mess. And
what a fun mess!
It was a fun mess. I mean, they're all fun. They're all fun, mainly because I don't have to clean them usually. But all right, sounds
Thanks,
great.
Felix.
Thank you, Felix. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, dear.
Bye, honey. All right. We've been to a lot of different places today, and Muskego.
So I bet we've got Elsa, huh?
Hi.
Merry Christmas. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good. Do you have some things that you'd like to get for Christmas this year?
An iTouch.
An iTouch?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
iPod Touch.
iPod Touch. Okay. Anything else?
No.
That's it? Now, if I remember right, I think you have a sister named Eva, do you not? Is that right?
I do.
You do? Could you tell her hello for Santa?
What?
Would you tell her that I said hello?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
What a nice brother.
Do you know what she wants?
She wants an iTouch too.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
That's good to know. All right.
You know what's nice about them? They're very small, and so they fit very nicely in the sleigh.
Yes, yeah. They do, and you can do a lot of fun things.
You know.
What was that, sweetie?
May I ask a question?
Oh, yes, of course.
What is my elf saying to you?
What do the elves, what do they say to me?
Yeah, about me.
Oh, about you? Oh, they. What do the elves tell you about Elsa?
Oh, well, that's a great question. Well, just that you're very nice. You're on the good list, and I don't think they have a single bad thing to say about you.
He's looking on the list right now.
Looking on the list, and
I see a star next to her name.
Everything's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's yeah, so
no need to worry, dear.
So yes, so thank you for being so good and for being so nice and be sure to say hello to your whole family for me, okay?
Okay.
Very good.
Bye,
Merry
honey.
Christmas, sweetie.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye bye.
All right. Cameron in Two Harbors is up next. Hi, Cam.
Hi.
Hey, Cameron, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. What would you like for Christmas this year?
an iPod Touch.
Wow, okay. Oh, boy, Mrs. Claus, how are we doing on those? Are we...
We have a lot. We have a plenty of supply of those.
Looks like those and Barbies are going to be the big ones this year.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I don't think children need to worry.
Okay, good. Anything else?
Well, not really anything else.
Okay.
Well, Merry Christmas, then.
That's a good one thing, and it's a good one.
Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you, Cameron. Merry Christmas.
Goodbye,
Merry
dear.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
All right. And
ho, 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 ho.
What about Boscobel? We haven't been to Boscobel yet. And
no.
Grace is there, who's 9, I
Grace.
Believe.
Grace. Well, hi, Grace. Merry Christmas.
What I would like for Christmas is a Monster High doll set. It's like a house.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I would like a Lou's Pet Shop Walkables.
Okay.
And one of those Barbie Dream House sets.
Oh, yes, we had another request for the Barbie Dream House. I never knew what Barbie dreamt about before. Now I know.
Merry Christmas, and that's it.
That's all it. Right.
Okay.
That's a good list. Thank you, Grace.
Merry Christmas, Grace.
Bye, honey.
Merry Christmas, sweetie.
I hope you have a great Christmas.
We always do. Thank you so much.
You have a great one, too, honey. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, bye-bye.
What a sweetheart.
She is.
Yeah,
she is. Yes, I always enjoy hearing from Grace.
You know, there's a boy in La Crosse who, he's 5 this year, but he turns, this is a little quiz for you, Sad, he turns 6 on December 30th. So he's one of those kids who has his birthday right at Christmas time.
Right between Christmas and New Year's. And that's tough because sometimes, you know, you get a little lost in the shuffle there. But I know that boy. That's Jack that you're talking about, isn't it?
Jack? Is it Jack? Are you there?
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Jack. How you doing? Merry Christmas.
A dollar, a Chuck E. Cheese, no control, a dollar, mailbox car.
Okay.
Oh, remote control.
Yeah, wow.
A remote control.
That sounds like fun.
You can talk to him. I'm going to leave you some cookies.
Oh, my goodness.
Cookies.
That's so great, Jack. Thank you so much. What kind of cookies are they?
Gingerbread.
Oh, gingerbread.
Gingerbread cookies.
I love the gingerbread cookies.
I'm gonna leave the reindeer some carrots.
Oh, terrific. Thank you. That's very good. They enjoy that very much. And, you know, just between you and me, sometimes Mrs. Claus tells me that I should eat the carrots and give the cookies to the reindeer. But...
It's true.
But I don't usually
do
that.
That's because they're healthy and good for their eyes.
Uh-huh. That's good for their eyes.
And they're good for your eyes, too, Sam.
All the better
absolutely.
To see.
And for my waistline.
Yes.
That's terrific. Thank you so much, Jack. We'll appreciate those snacks. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Eddie.
Ho, ho, ho.
Except, do you remember that time we made those gingerbread cookies, dear, and that one ran away?
Well, that can be a problem. They're fast. They're fast little guys.
We opened the oven a little too early, and the guy jumped out.
I know.
Oh, well, Paladin is next, and Paladin... Remember, didn't Paladin have a bunch of cats?
Well, I think that Paladin is an animal lover, and I think he's got 3 cats by now. I think that's right. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. And what are the cats' names?
Inca, Peaches, and Junjo. I just got scratched by him.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you tell the cats from me that this is Christmas time and they should be nice.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Well, what would you like for Christmas this year?
It's in Colorado, and it's made out of Legos. It's called
the crystal swiper.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Well, that's pretty cool.
That yeah, is,
that
yeah.
That's really cool.
Wow. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, is there anything you'd like for your cats?
Well, Peaches, his friend Paul got declawed, and his old owners, when Peaches used to use his black claws to claw on the door.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Should we put him on the naughty list, Santa?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe we're going to have to. Maybe I'll get a note from Peaches saying I want my claws back for Christmas or something. But, well, that's great. Well, you give the kitties a pat on the head for me. Tell them to be nice to you, and you have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas. Okay.
Thank you, Paladin.
Thanks a lot for calling. And we're going to Waukesha next because Hallie? I'm not sure. Whoops, hold on a second here. There we go. Hallie?
Haley.
Haley. Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, sweetie. What's new with you now these days?
Nothing really.
Do you have an elf on the shelf?
Yes.
Wow.
Did you remember that, Santa? What's that? Do you remember the elf's name?
The elf's name
is Love.
Love.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love.
That's such a nice name for an elf. That's terrific. Wow. And is the elf behaving pretty well for you?
Yeah, I'm at my mom's right now.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, Haley, what would you like for Christmas?
I want a laptop, a TV for my bedroom, a garbage can for my pretend kitchen.
Okay. All right. You got to have one of those in there. That's important.
Yeah.
Some pretend cookies.
Yeah. Anything else?
Not really.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, sweetie. Thank you for calling. And say, please give a warm Merry Christmas to Love for us and to your whole family.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. I think everybody should have an elf on a shelf.
I think so, too. Wanakee caller Olivia is next.
Olivia, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. What's on your Christmas list this year?
A snowboard and some Legos.
Okay, yes. Well, yeah, I think you can use a snowboard the way the things look out here in Wisconsin this year. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad you didn't get buried, huh?
Yeah, we didn't get buried.
Oh, that's good. Very good. Was that everything on the list?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you so much.
You
have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, honey. Thanks for...
Ho, ho, ho.
You know, we the snowboards, we didn't get a snowboard request last year, I don't think. We didn't have any snow out.
Oh my gosh, Larry, it was almost kind of sad when we came in with the sleigh last year. There was just sort of brown grass, and it just did not look like winter in Wisconsin. And this year, it's so much prettier.
And the runners, I remember the screeching as they went when the sled landed. It squeaked across the roof, and it was like your fingernails on a chalkboard.
Dasher gets so nervous when they have to try to land without snow because it can be very tricky and they have to be careful so that nobody trips on the way down.
But they do practice in all kinds of conditions.
They do
go all over the world.
They're very good. And then you know we bought them that flight simulation software that helps too.
That does help.
Yes.
Well, you know, I did when I was working on my PhD, one of the communities I studied was in Barron, Wisconsin.
Hmm.
And so I'm really glad to see a call from Barron, Wisconsin.
Hmm.
And we have Torfin?
I think that's right.
Isn't he three or four?
Torfinn. Yeah, he knows your name.
Yay!
Hello, dear.
You can say hello to Santa.
Hello, Santa.
Well, hello, Torfinn, and Merry Christmas to you. Is there something that you'd like to get for Christmas this year?
A monster truck.
Those are very big.
Those are fun. Oh, that's one of my favorites. Anything else?
I want the
Anything else you think of, buddy?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Merry
well,
Christmas.
That's good. A monster truck. I mean, really, what more do you need? That's great. All right. Thank you so much.
And Torfinn has a sister.
And yeah, I was wondering, now is Annika there?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
You too.
What would you like for Christmas, dear?
A guitar and a camera, I guess.
And a what?
Camera.
A guitar and a camera. Okay. Oh, okay. Very good. Very artistic. Okay, that's good. Terrific. Okay.
Well, Merry Christmas, honey.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to both of you, Annika and Torfinn.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, dear.
Ho, 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 ho.
And we're going to go to Menominee Falls and Aaliyah. Aaliyah, hi.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Hi.
Hi. What I want for Christmas is a stereo, a camera, and I really, really would like the game Skylanders.
Skylanders. Skylanders.
I know of a certain boy in Cottage Grove who wants one of those.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, my gosh. I hope we have a few then. Okay, terrific. Very good. All right, I think we've got all that down.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Aaliyah, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so
much. They're in Menominee Falls. All right. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, Santa Claus, this has been wonderful. Now, you guys will be getting on the road pretty soon, won't you?
Oh, yes, yes. We've got a long way to go. We've got, I think the sleigh is pretty much loaded up.
Yes, and we had a good breakfast.
We had a great breakfast, so I think we're pretty much ready to go. We've got to check in with a couple of the elves to make sure that we haven't forgotten anything, and then I think we're ready, Larry.
Well, I want to wish you both a Merry Christmas.
And same to you.
Thank you, Larry.
It's been wonderful having you with us once again. Thanks to Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Thank you, Larry. Ho, ho, ho!
And a special thanks to some other helpers. Buzz Kemper, Barbara Cossack-Schlafer, and Judith Sears-Poisson. I'm Larry Mueller. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho,
from all
ho.
Of us here at the Ideas Network.